As you all know, I often talk to founders and business leaders who spend months building incredible products. But it's easy to forget how that one overlooked login or unsecured Wi-Fi connection can bring everything crashing down. That's where NordLayer comes in. It's a business security platform built for the modern hybrid team. No hardware, no complicated rollout, just a simple toggle-ready solution that lets you secure your entire network in minutes. And it does this by combining VPN, access control, and threat protection so your people can connect safely from any device and any network and anywhere. So whether you're 5 people or 500, you can scale it within a few clicks and sleep better knowing that your data's protected by the same team behind NordVPN. So if you've been putting off network security because it feels too technical or too expensive, don't wait any longer. Please visit nordlayer.com/techtalksdaily and use the coupon code techdaily-28 for 28% off your plan. But now, on with today's show. How are small businesses supposed to win the attention of consumers during the crazy holiday season when their customers are no longer typing long searches into Google and are increasingly asking AI assistants for personalized gift lists built around tastes, quirks, and even favorite sport teams of their gift recipient? And this has been something that's been playing on my mind throughout the last few weeks, because I've noticed in my own behavior that shift from browsing to asking, and how it is quietly changing the entire discovery journey. Well, today here on the AI at Work podcast, I'm joined by someone who is helping small businesses keep pace with these changes and has been doing so long before many realised the ground was even shifting. Her name is Alicia Pringle. She's the Senior Director of Online Marketing at Network Solutions. And she works with teams who are helping SMBs build modern digital visibility across websites, search, and now AI-driven recommendations. And she understands exactly how shoppers behave during this peak season and why discovery is moving from physical shelf to the digital shelf and what businesses can be doing right now to stay right in front of the customers who rely heavily on AI assistance or even just AI overviews in their search results. So today's conversation is going to demystify this new space, and it is going to be packed with practical examples, behavior shifts, and surprisingly hopeful messages for any founder who is wondering if it's too late to sit this one out during the holidays. Because Alicia is going to highlight why the playing field has once again opened up, why clarity sells, and what simple changes can deliver real results, even right in the heart of the holiday season. So are you ready to embrace AI? Hopefully you will be after the end of this episode. So let me introduce you to my guest right now. So a massive warm welcome to the show. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. And thanks so much for having me, Neil. I'm Alicia Pringle, and I'm the Senior Director of Online Marketing at Network Solutions. We help small businesses build their digital presence from everything from choosing a domain name to building and hosting their website, making sure it's secure, and just helping these websites get long-term visibility in search engines and AI search. And that's a little bit of what I'll talk about today. And my direct team are made up of some really talented marketing experts. So they focus on helping small businesses get found and grow online. And we do that through something called search engine optimization, or SEO for short. And that basically includes helping a website show up higher in Google and an AI search. And then we also do different tactics like content marketing, paid search, social media marketing. And I've spent about 2 decades in this space. I really enjoy the pace of change. I will say the industry moves, and it certainly moves fast.
It really does. And the holiday season that we find ourselves right in the heart of right now, we're starting our inboxes are starting to fill with Black Friday and Cyber Monday emails already. And of course, it is that time of the year that is so critical for many small to medium sized businesses. Many will make more income over the next 6 to 8 weeks than they will do for much of the year. So I've got to ask, what kind of trends are you seeing in SMB holiday shopping behavior? challenges this year, particularly with the rise in AI, because there's so much going on and it'd be breathtaking trying to keep up with the pace of technology. But what are you seeing out there at the moment?
You're definitely right, Neil. The holidays make up such a huge share of revenue for small businesses. And this year, we're seeing a few really interesting trends. So first is just how early everything starts now. I know this isn't going to be news for anybody, but I've been seeing holiday decorations in stores since October this year. I know Halloween is a little bit bigger in the US than in the UK, but I'll tell you, it's quite a sight for Christmas trees and 8-foot skeletons to be on the shelves next to each other. But it's not just the stores. Research shows that almost half of shoppers start making their holiday shopping lists and even buying before October. So that means that what we know as the traditional holiday push in mid-December is really more of a wrap-up for shopping these days. And second, AI has, of course, completely changed how people shop. So instead of going to Google and typing in a phrase like best gift for my dad and then, you know, clicking through the 10 results or, you know, so that you see there, over 30% of shoppers, and that number has actually doubled from a year ago, 30% of shoppers are now asking AI chatbots for recommendations. And they're able to give specifics about, you know, dad's personality, what a big Manchester United or New York Yankees fan he is. And those answers are giving really curated lists, even with links to products on sites like Etsy. And this isn't just going to ChatGPT or Google Gemini or your AI of choice. It's built right into traditional search engines like Google and Bing. So it's really everywhere. And, you know, we know that businesses that have very clear descriptive content on their website, they're the ones that are going to show up higher in those AI search results. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on, but that's going to be really critical to showing up in those results during the holiday season this year. So a lot of new trends that we've got.
Wow. And I'm glad you raised that subject, because when you began with your intro talking about search engine optimization, SEO, one of my first questions was, has that changed? As some people say, SEO's dead, but of course it isn't. It is just evolving. But when I look around, more and more people are going to AI assistants or AI overviews at the top and are not focusing as much attention on those first 10 results on page one of Google, which is a challenge on its own. For businesses, right?
It is. And that's where consumer expectations, they have changed quite a bit. They've really skyrocketed. So, you know, they, when they go to a search result now, they're not so much differentiating between a small business and a major retailer. So the search results, they are showing small business websites, they're showing major retailers. When they're going to AI search, same thing. You're going to see a mix in there. And in a way, it is very positive. It has really leveled the playing field so that these small business websites can compete with the major retailers. Now, at the same time, that does present a little bit of difficulty for these small business websites, because the people who are searching are consumers during the holiday season. They are going to expect the same website speed, the same website security, same ease of use, you know, whether it's your hardware supercenter store with hundreds of locations or it's Paul's Local Hardware down the street. So when it comes to website speed, research shows that one in three shoppers will actually leave a site if it takes longer than 6 seconds to load. And most will just completely abandon checkout if, you know, fees pop up or you've got a lot of those pesky pop-ups showing up on screen. But the flip side, and this is where AI search and the AI overviews in Google, this is where it has been a really positive change in the SEO world. If you are a small business and your website feels fast, if it feels trustworthy, if it feels genuine, people love and feel really, really good about supporting small businesses. So you got a really nice advantage there. So you don't have to have that massive marketing budget these days to meet those expectations. You just need to have a very professional, very modern online presence. You need to add text to your website that helps answer your customers' questions. So, you know, why would they be shopping for you, or why would they be getting plumbing services from you? You know, add that text to your website that answers that. Add real photos. They want to see who you are. They don't want to see a stock photo. And just try to make it easier for shoppers to select those services or check out online as easily as possible, and just like a massive brand would. I've got a really good example of this. I saw a vacation rental business use our AI website builder, and they build a professional website, including using AI copywriting tools to write copy for it. You could do it in literally minutes these days. So it's pretty extraordinary how AI is helping small businesses keep up with those changing SEO trends and also just changing consumer expectations. It's a pretty exciting time for SEO. And I agree, Neil, SEO is certainly not dead.
Yeah, 100% with you. And one of the things that I find incredibly interesting listening to you talk there is how we've almost come full circle. In the very early days of Google, there was that level playing field, and then anybody could Google ad their business and not pay that much and be on the front page, where over time that has become saturated and a lot of the keywords are taken, and it can be very difficult to get your name and lights up there. But of course, that's all changing. It's like we've gone back. The playing field's been leveled again. Right now, there's a huge opportunity here. And I do wonder if it will go the same way again once ads get involved and everything. But right here, right now, let's focus on those opportunities. And I read before you came on today that you've called digital visibility as the new shelf space of holiday shopping. So tell me a little bit more about what you meant by that, and why it's so critical for SMBs to consider this holiday season.
Sure. And that phrase, how digital visibility is the new shelf space of holiday shopping, that really came from watching how consumer discovery, how people shop, has completely transformed over the years. 15 or 20 years ago, shelf space literally meant being at eye level in a physical store, advertisements, paper advertisements around you. That's how shoppers found your product. You wanted to be front and center, right where they were walking by, you know, on their doorstep. It was all about proximity, all about placement. But today, that shelf is definitely not physical. It is digital. It is in the palm of your hand or the screen of your computer. It's, you know, your spot on a search results page, a local Google Maps or Apple Maps listing. It is a social media post, or of course, you know, these days it's an AI generated recommendation. When someone, you know, types or searches for best local bakery near me or unique holiday gifts, those results are really the new shopping aisles that consumers are walking down. So when I say digital visibility is the new shelf space, I mean, that's where your audience is really browsing now. So it doesn't matter if you're selling handmade candles or you're running a home services business. If your business does not appear in those digital moments when people need you, you are not on that shelf at all. And I think the big takeaway for small businesses is that visibility can now be earned, not just bought. We might see that in the future with paid ads, of course, but right now we're in a really sweet spot. You don't need to pay for premium placement, you know, in a store or even on Google with AI search and AI results. You can increase your chances of showing up in them by optimizing your site, creating some really helpful content on your website. Keep your local listings, like your Google Business Profile, keep those current and up to date, and just really build a consistent online presence in all those spots that you own, like your website and social media. And that really helps you earn that eye level digital spot online.
And I guess the question I've got to ask for everybody listening who are currently thinking, you know what, this is exactly right. My behavior's changed, so my customers' behavior's going to change. So what should those SMBs be doing to better maximize their visibility this holiday season? And what kind of timing should they be mindful of as well? I appreciate it is the ultimate question. Everyone wants the secret answer to, but what advice would you offer here?
So timing is really everything when it comes to holiday visibility. We are now seeing that customers are researching their gifts in September, you know, creating their lists. They're filling their online carts in October, and they're typically buying before U.S. Thanksgiving even hits. So if you, as a small business, if you wait until mid-December to update your website or to launch marketing campaigns, this is where you really already missed that window where most shoppers have already made their decisions. But one of the best things a business can do is, again, just make sure your online presence is very polished. Make sure it's up to date. And try to do that everywhere people might look in your industry. So go to Google, you know, go to ChatGPT, search for your business, just like someone, just like your audience or, you know, one of your shoppers might, and see what's out there. See what your audience is finding. You know, go to your website. Is your website updated? Is it professional? You know, try to take a really critical eye, you know, maybe ask some friends and family what they think of it. Go to your Google business profile. Make sure that is updated. That's a really great source. Google, of course, will show that. So will AI search results. Also go to social media profiles. So think Instagram, Facebook, if it makes sense, LinkedIn, TikTok. You know, go where your audience really is and make sure that you are posting on those places where they're looking for you. And this really doesn't require a huge lift. Simple updates can make a really huge difference. I go back to this example a lot, but a bakery that we work with, you know, small local bakery, they updated their homepage with holiday catering info. They updated some of their photos on their website, on their social media to show some of the seasonal Christmas cookies that they had. They added clear pickup hours across all of their profiles, and they did all of that in a few hours. And because that info was consistent everywhere, because it was personalized for the holiday season, their visibility in local search and also in AI searches went up really quickly. So, you know, it's really those simple changes. Consistency is key. And I would say clarity of content, clarity of what you do, how you can help your customers, and freshness. So how recently you've updated your website and different profiles, those really count these days.
It's so refreshing to hear you say that, because I was conscious that we're talking right in the heart of the holiday season. There could be a lot of SMBs listening thinking, oh, well, it's too late for us now. There's very little we can do. We'll maybe think about this next year. But as you said there, so many of those changes you mentioned that for people that are playing catch up, they can be achieved in as little as a few hours, right?
Yeah. And I always tell small businesses, first, breathe. Don't panic. You can still catch up. There's no reason to feel overwhelmed. Again, there's some really quick, meaningful changes that can help you get discovered and can help you show up even later in the season. So first, start with the essentials. So again, I mentioned website speed before. That is really important. You don't want shoppers to just leave your website because it hasn't loaded fast enough. Mobile friendliness is another one. So, you know, we all know we're often looking, you know, we're searching from the palm of our hand on our smartphones. You know, they're pretty much glued to us these days. And then, like I had mentioned before, clarity is also really key. Over half of holiday e-commerce revenue actually happens on mobile. So if your website looks and works really well on your phone and it loads quickly, that alone will help you retain shoppers who might have bounced and gone to your competitor. So, you know, I know all small business owners out there aren't super tech savvy. So, you know, don't worry. That's where website builders have a lot of those features built in so that you can choose a platform that does help you get your website mobile friendly and also has some pretty fast site speed as well. And also for business owners who feel a little bit overwhelmed writing content for their website, for their social media profiles, AI is a gem. AI can definitely help you there. So you can use AI writing tools. You can use generative AI like ChatGPT, Google Gemini. And they can really help you create a first draft of content for your site. But I will caution you, always be sure to go through, make sure AI has not hallucinated, as we call it, make sure it actually makes sense for your website. And also really critical, make sure to go through and add your unique brand personality to it. Remember, people want to connect with you and your brand. They don't want to connect with an AI bot. But AI writers can absolutely help you and take away some of that overwhelm. And then another really critical one, I'm betting all small business owners have tons of photos of, you know, their staff, of the small business owner, the different jobs or products that they have. So it's really important, add those photos of your site to your site, add them of your products and services, you know, even you and your staff. Again, people want to connect with people. These type of real photos, they make your business feel trustworthy, genuine, and shoppers will feel more connected to you as a result. And then last, like I've talked about before, Google Business Profile. A lot of people don't realize how impactful that truly is for a local business. Same thing with any local directory, social media. Make sure they're updated with your business info, with your website, with your hours. Use AI writing tools again to create first drafts of social media posts. Again, make sure they're unique. Make sure you put your brand personality in them, but they are a great way to get ahead, schedule them out through the holiday season so that you could focus on your business. And just remember, it's really not about perfection. It's just about giving shoppers enough helpful information so that they have the confidence to choose you over your competitor.
And just to bring to life everything we're talking about here, we're right in the heart of the holiday season, the impacts that AI is having on that. Do you have any real world stories or examples of brands that you've worked with on this approach? And what kind of ROI or what kind of results did they get as doing those changes? What did they achieve?
One example I love to talk about is a wellness retreat in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. So you wouldn't automatically think of them as having a holiday gift angle as a wellness retreat, but they very smartly packaged one of their weekend retreats as a retreat for the women who do everything. And that resonated pretty immediately, especially during that busy holiday season. So what we did, we helped them add content to their site that included phrases that their audience would search for. So, you know, women wellness retreats, women's spa retreats, things like that. So we added phrases to their website, and we did quite a bit of research to understand what is their audience actually searching for. So it's really going to search engines, going to AI, and trying to think like a consumer, what is that consumer searching for? We also added question-based content, so think FAQs, that matched how people search for or ask for those experience type gifts. Those type of FAQ, that type of FAQ style content tends to do really, really well in AI search results. We also created blog posts for their blog. And then we did also connect with some industry bloggers to mention them on their sites, just to build up a little trust and confidence that other sites online are talking about them. So we actually got their site ranking on the first page of Google for nearly 260 search queries, including terms around women's healing, spiritual retreats. And that visibility led to more than 700 clicks just from organic search alone. And that was right as shoppers were looking for those more meaningful experience-focused gifts. And, you know, I think it really shows how creative, thoughtful positioning and then having that clear, consistent online content that fully answers what your audience is searching for, that can really turn a non-traditional offering or, you know, any product or service into a pretty big holiday win. It was really exciting to see.
Incredibly cool. And there's so much going on here, and I'm learning so much from listening to you, and I'm sure everybody listening is as well. And I'd love to dig a little bit deeper. I don't know if there's anything else you could reveal on how websites and social media, the kind of role that they're playing in that AI search recognition? What are there any other small things that brands could do to build trust and ultimately convert those holiday shoppers? I think all anybody wants right now is, how do I appear in those ChatGPT results and other assistants and that AI overview? But anything else you could share around that and what they could be doing?
Sure. AI pulls from recognizable, consistent signals online. So if your website, Google Business Profile, reviews, social media channels, they really don't operate as separate worlds anymore. They really reinforce each other. So that's, again, where having that consistent messaging, having quite a bit of helpful content across all of these platforms, having that helps AI treat your business as trustworthy and authoritative and increases the likelihood that you will show up in those AI search results. So it's really not a major departure from what we would recommend for an SEO campaign, a traditional SEO campaign today. It's just about doing, you know, even more of it, making sure that you are going to ChatGPT or, you know, Perplexity, Google Gemini, searching like your customer would, seeing what's being said about you, and then building more content around that and making sure your content is fresh. I think trust is really built through the small details that customers care about. So again, answer their questions, have your updated hours, make it easy for them to check out on your website, pick up information if your business does that. Just make it very easy for the customer. And to always remember that search engines and certainly AI search, they also want to pull search results or mention businesses that are trustworthy, that are authoritative, and that have the information that their searcher is looking for. So if you can answer that, you have a really good chance of showing up in both search engines and in AI search.
And of course, as this podcast goes live, everyone's going to be starting to celebrate 3 years since ChatGPT first arrived on the scene. 2025 has been all about agentic AI and agents going out and working on our behalf and talking to one another. And this space is going to continue to evolve in 2026 and beyond. So as AI does evolve, are there any skills or knowledge that SMB should be focusing on to stay competitive, to keep moving, to keep adapting and ensuring that their online presence doesn't suffer during this phase either?
I'd say curiosity is the new superpower in our AI world. You don't have to know how AI works under the hood. You just need to be open to using it and experimenting with it. Generative AI and AI marketing tools have done wonders to help simplify marketing, demystify it, and really help you stay visible and relevant. And I think even beyond AI tools, the real skill is understanding your customers, which again will help you with Google, with AI search. So think about when you're writing content for your site to help you show up higher in AI search. Think about, why do your customers, why do they need your product or service? How do they search for it? How do they talk about your product? And then use that insight to make your online content more human, more custom, more helpful. I think the businesses that blend that curiosity and empathy with efficiency and personalization of AI are the ones that will really win and be successful long term.
And for anybody listening that is incredibly curious, and you've just set off a whole heap of light bulb moments around the world and got people thinking on what they should be doing and what their business should be doing, where can they find yourself and learn more about the work you're doing at Network Solutions? Where would you like to point everyone?
The best place is really our website, and that is networksolutions.com. That's where you'll find everything from domains and hosting to our AI website builder, which is really neat. And you'll find our professional website design and my team, our SEO and AI search marketing services. It's really our all-in-one home for small business owners who want to build, want to modernize their presence, and then scale it. And if you feel like you're falling behind on holiday prep, don't worry. We have plenty of tools. We've got guides, support, on our Network Solutions blog to help you get back on track and, you know, help you build up your presence. And I'm always happy to connect personally on LinkedIn. I love hearing from small business owners and other marketers and, you know, just hearing what they're working on and how they're approaching their online presence.
Well, I've absolutely loved chatting with you today. I, for one, have learned so much, especially around the trends that you're seeing in SMB holiday shopping behaviors this year. I think that's something we all know as shoppers, that our behaviors are changing and evolving, particularly with the rise of AI. But the way that you were able to simplify it, demystify it, and put AI in a language that everyone can understand, so it's not overwhelming or daunting for business owners, is absolutely priceless. So I will add links to everything that you mentioned there, including your blogs and links to tools and things. So anyone listening, please just go ahead and click any of that and you'll find out more information. But more than anything, just thank you for sparing a bit of time today, Alicia, and guiding everyone through this. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me, Neil.
I think this episode today has given me a fresh perspective on how shoppers really are behaving in this new landscape. And we often talk about AI as if it almost sits outside of day-to-day commerce, yet the reality is that people are already asking these systems to choose their gifts, to shortlist services and narrow their choices before they even land on your website. And this shift, I think, raises challenges, but most importantly, it opens up an opportunity for small businesses to compete in ways that would have felt impossible a few years ago. And one of the big things that stood out from the conversation was this reminder that visibility does not come from big budgets anymore. It comes from clarity, trust signals, up-to-date information, and showing enough personality for both humans and AI systems to understand who you are. And that is all within reach for any SMB, even during the busiest time of year. So if today's discussion has got you thinking about your own digital presence, Alicia and the team at Network Solutions have created a space filled with tools and guides and support to help your businesses move quickly without losing its identity. So please, I'll add links to everything. You check that out. And I'd love to hear what you took away from this episode. Are you already using your AI? Are you already using AI to shape how your customers find you? Or is this shift catching you by surprise? Whatever end of the scale you are, share your thoughts with me and we'll keep this conversation going. Tech blog writer at outlook.com, LinkedIn, X, Instagram, just at Neil C. Hughes. And if you pop over to techtalksnetwork.com, you will find over 3,500 different interviews. So hopefully you'll find what you're looking for. Other than that, I'll return again very soon with another guest. But thank you for listening as always, and I'll speak with you all soon. Bye for now.